Good evening. As Purim is Haba Aleinu Latova, so we have many different customs and many different minhagim and halachos and mitzvahs of the Purim, but sometimes we overlook the major mitzvah, which is the reading of the Megillah and the pursuing Nisa of knowing about the story of Mordechai and Esther and Haman. And throughout Klal Yisrael, we know that we have to read the story from a kosher Megillah, written according to laws similar to a Sefer Torah, and that and those halachas are for another time, and how it's written and what goes into it. But many, many people, even if you are not a Baal Koh yourself, like to have their own Megillah. They've had Megillahs that they bought, they were handed down from families, or they like to read for their own family, for the wife. They go other places, even if they're not the ones reading in front of a big shul, they like having their own Megillah. And what we want to discuss are halachos that are relevant to the person reading the Megillah on their own, together with the tzibur on the night of Purim. Because you come to many, many shuls, perhaps every single shul, and you see all around you a person takes out their Megillah, even though they're not reading for the tzibur, and they unscroll it, they unrefurl it, and then they have different cases and covers, and you see different sizes, you know, 11-line Megillahs, and Chassam Sofer Megillahs, and Grub Megillahs, and all the Hamelachs, and all the different types of things. And I notice every year that there are certain halachos that people are not aware of. They say a Megillah is a Megillah is a Megillah, and they don't realize how they're supposed to be treating it, how they're supposed to be acting, how they're supposed to be using it. And that's what we want to discuss going forward. The first issue is going to be regarding the touching and handling of the Megillah. We have here a Gemara Megillah on Dav Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Esther Eina Metame Es Yadayim. A Megillah's Esther does not make a person's hands tame, meaning it is not one of the Kisvei HaKodesh. There is a Gzeira that was established in the days of Hillel and Shammai that Kisvei HaKodesh, items that have Kedusha, that are part of Tanakh, if it's written on a klaf with Ksav Ashuris, with the lettering that we have Kedusha to it. And if you touch them, it makes your hands tameh. This was done in order to, as an issue, because people were keeping Truma and writings in Sifrei Torah together in the same place because they were both holy. And they were forgetting that you can't touch Truma if your hands are tameh. And they were touching the Sifrei Torah, and they were touching the Truma, and they were getting things tameh because their hands were tameh. And Chazal just made a rule, so don't, if you touch all holy writings, all Kisvei HaKodesh, it makes your hands tameh, in order to make sure that people would be careful about touching Truma. So the Gemara says, Lameimra, are you telling me to Savar Shmuel, Esther la Baruch HaKodesh Nemra? If he says that Megillas Esther doesn't make your hands tameh, then by stating it doesn't make your hands tameh, it means you don't think that Megillas Esther is part of Tanakh. Because if it's part of Tanakh, then if you touch the scroll, it should make your hands tameh. Are you going to say such a thing, that Megillas Esther isn't part of Tanakh? It can't be. V'ha'amar Shmuel, Esther Baruch HaKodesh Nemra. We know from another Gemara that Esther was written Baruch HaKodesh. If it was written with Baruch HaKodesh, then certainly it should be part of Tanakh. So the Gemara says, even though Megillas Esther was said with Baruch HaKodesh, nevertheless, Nemra Likros V'lo Ne'emra Lichtov. It was said with Baruch HaKodesh to read it, but it was not said in order that it should have a din of a Kedush of it's being written down. It's not part of the Kisvei HaKodesh. And therefore, there's kind of this defining line that you can be, it's holy for the sake of reading it in shul on Purim to fulfill the mitzvah, but it's not holy to be included amongst the books of Tanakh. So the Gemara says, Meisvei, we have a Braisa, Rabbi Meir Omer, Koheles Einam Tamei Sedaim. The book of Koheles does not make a person's hands tamei, because apparently this opinion holds Koheles is not part of Kisvei HaKodesh, not part of Sifrei Tanakh. Umachlokas, this is a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, Beshir Hashirim, regarding Shir Hashirim, if it makes a person's hands tamei, meaning if it is holy. Rabbi Yossi Omer Shir Hashirim Matame Asadim. Rabbi Yossi says, it does, everybody agrees that Shir Hashirim makes your hands tamei, and the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is only regarding Koheles. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Koheles Mikule Beis Shammai Umichumre Beis Hillel, that Koheles is one of the things that Beis Shammai were lenient about more than Beis Hillel. According to Beis Shammai, it doesn't make your hands tameh because they view that Karelis is not part of Tanakh, and Beis Hillel say that it is part of Tanakh. It does make your hands tameh. Aval Rus, v'shir hashirim v'Esther v'tam esetayim, but all these opinions hold that Rus, shir hashirim, and Esther, they make your hands tameh because they are part of Kisvei HaKodesh. So what do we see from the Braisa? The Megillas Esther, if it makes your hands tameh, must mean that it is part of Tanakh against Shmuel. So the Gemara answers, who? Shmuel, da'amar k'Rabbi Yeshua. That he's simply going according to Rabbi Yeshua. The Megillas Esther was not meant to be written down. It doesn't have a status of Ksiva Kedusha. It doesn't have a status of something being included in Tanakh. And therefore, it's not part of Kisvei HaKodesh, and therefore it doesn't make your hands tameh. But the ones who hold that Esther is Metame Sedaim, they hold that it was meant to be written down in part of Tanakh. So this is part of the discussion we have over here. Is Esther part of Tanakh? Is not part of Tanakh. So we pass on the end of the day. Esther is part of Kisvei HaKodesh, and it does have Kedusha. So with this in mind, let's turn to the Gemara at the end of Maseches Megillah. The Gemara there says in Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, Amar Rabbi Parnach, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Kol Ha'Ocheis Sefer Torah Arum, Nikvar Arum. Whoever touches the Sefer Torah Arum, we have to discuss what that means in a moment, naked, so they will be buried naked. Salka Daitach, Arum Salka Daitach, that a person is going to be buried naked. Ela Eima Nikvar Arum Bala Mitzvos, you will be naked of mitzvos. You will lose your mitzvos if you touch a Sefer Torah Arum. Now, the simple reading of the Gemara means, according to Rashi and Tosos, that Arum means that you touch the Torah while it is uncovered, that you are not allowed to go and touch the klaf of Sifrei Torah with your own hands. This is a halacha we are all familiar with. In those scary situations where the Hagbah is not going so well and someone needs to jump in and be Superman to save the day, we all know, don't touch the Torah. Take a talis, take the mantle, something like that, but you don't touch the Torah. So for the sake of honesty, you should know that there are other shitas in the Rishonim. The Shuvas Maim Rabbi Min Yardeya Simenon Gimel says that he heard one of the Mefarshim explain the Gemara means a person who touches the Torah is Arum, meaning the person is not wearing tzitzis. That's what it means. You're Arum in tzitzis. A person who touches the Torah not wearing tzitzis has all of the punishments that the Gemara brings over, and this explanation is cited in the Yad Arod and the Shuvas HaRadvaz. The Rambam says, V'lo yochos es ha-sefer Torah kishuhu Arum. Arum. The Rambam says you shouldn't touch the Torah when who is Arum. So there's a discussion, what does who mean? Does that mean the guy touching the Torah is naked? Or the Torah is being laid bare? So the Nazira Shimshon and Simekuf Mem Zayin says the Rambam implies the issue is of a naked person touching the Torah. That is a fantastic and a wild chiddush. I mean, that should be obvious that you shouldn't do that, but that's a chiddush. That's what the Rambam means. You have to come and tell us that. However, the Mefarshim don't learn that way, and we'll turn now to Tosfos and Rashi. We're talking about touching the Torah bare hand. The Gemara asks, you would say such a thing, right? So the Gemara says, below mitzvah sakadaitach, person's going to be buried without any mitzvah, so just because I touch the Torah, the guy does Tomchei Shabbos, and he, you know, davens Vasikin every single day, and then one time he touched the Torah with his bare hands, so he's going to not have any mitzvahs. So, Ela Amar Rabbi, Nikvar Arum Belo Osa Mitzvah. No, it means that the mitzvah of Hagbah Galila you were doing at that time, you won't get schar for us, because you touched the cloth of the Sefer Torah. And that is what the Gemara means to say. And he forfeits his reward of the mitzvah being done while holding on to the parchment.
Inside, outside.
Doesn't matter. Can't touch the cloth. So this Gemara is repeated in the beginning of Shabbos Daf Yadalit. And there it says that there was a gzeirah to stop people from holding the Torah with their hands by declaring, by doing so, it's metames yadayim. And because this there's a din d'rabbanan that stam yadayim are askanios, we always assume our hands are tameh unless we know otherwise. And this is the halacha as we have here in the Gemara in Shabbos and the Gemara in Megillah. Yeah.
Telling that he missed that in the Megillat Esther you can touch the klaf because it's not so holy. And the Torah, you cannot touch the klaf.
We're going to see. There's a discussion about the other thing. So all we have here is a Gemara. That's technically correct. But all we have here is a Gemara about a Sefer Torah. The Gemara says nothing about touching other Kisvei HaKodesh. There is two machlokas we showed him. There's two arguments we have to discuss. We're going to do one at a time. The first one is this. What if I wash my hands in the Tehillah Sadaim? What if I wash the Tehillah Sadaim? In that morning, I came to Shul. I know my hands didn't touch anything. Can I touch the Torah in such a case? So the Rav Yah in Chelek Beis, in Siman Tav Kuf Tzadi Hei, says that the Isser only applies to Stam Yadayim, hands in which you're not sure if they were washed. But if you did Netilas Yadayim, and you know that your hands didn't, you know, scratch your hair or anything like that, then it's mutter to touch the cloth of a Sefer Torah, says the Rav Yah. And this is cited by the Mordechai in the end of Megillah. And the Marash of Neustadt goes further and says that Netilas Yadayim is also needed for all Kisvei HaKodesh. And the Beis Yosef cites the Mordechai. That is one Shita, the Mordechai and the Rav Yah, that if you wash your hands in Netilas Yadayim, you can touch the cloth of the Sefer Torah in the Aron Kodesh. However, you haven't heard of that before, so probably we don't paskin that way. The Beis Yosef comes and argues with the Mordechai, and he cites the Aguda in Shabbos and Simon Chof, who's machmer not to touch the Sefer Torah, even if one washes their hands. And this machmer opinion also seems to be the opinion of the Tosfos in Shabbos, other Rishonim, the Ramah, and the Darkei Moshe cites the Beis Yosef, who says that Bnei Ashkenaz are leaning to touch a Sefer Torah if the hands are washed. The Beis Yosef says that I heard that Ashkenazim touch Sefer Torah if they wash their hands. So the Ramah writes back to the Beis Yosef and says, "Vani mibnei b'neihem." Excuse me, I come from over there. "V'lo ra'isi minagze b'neihem," and I never saw such a thing in Ashkenaz that people touch Sefer Torah with their bare hands.
Also from the Gemara, if you say kol ochis,
yeah,
that doesn't make a difference if you wash or not. Everybody.
But I hear. So he says, Adraba, Nizharim Shalo Liga B'Sefer Torah, Filu Natal Yadav, says the Ramah. Nobody in Ashkenaz would ever touch a Sefer Torah with their hands, even if it was washed. And the Aruch HaShulchan in Kuf Mem Zayin, where this is in Shulchan Aruch, says that it's clear from the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam that one shouldn't be leaning in front of Tehillas Yadayim, touching a Sefer Torah. And this is the understanding of most Achronim. So that is Halacha 1. We don't touch Sefer Torah, even if you wash your hands. Good. Yeah.
How the Megillah you can read out to watch?
One separate time. We're building out there.
Maybe because you have to...
One separate time.
You spoiled the end of the movie.
What? Not the cloth. Oh, wait, not with their hands.
No, but the kissing is okay.
Kissing is okay. Not everybody loves...
You kiss, but you can't touch.
Can't touch. Not everybody is a fan. There are people who object to kissing on the letters because they're afraid it might erase the letters, their saliva, things like that. But nevertheless, correct. Kissing through other means, the tzitzis, the gartel, things like that, but not with one's, no touching of the hands. That is on the cloth itself. That is shita number one. There's another machlokas. Tosos here in Shabbos, Daf Yadal, says that one shouldn't touch all Kisvei HaKodesh with bare hands. He extends the Gemara in the Megillah about Oche's Sefer Torah to all of Sifrei Tanakh on a cloth. The Gemara, and then again in the next Tosfos in Shabbos, they add that you shouldn't touch Kisvei HaKodesh even if you wash your hands. They agree to that. That's being more machmer. Not only should you not touch Kisvei HaKodesh, but you can't even touch other Kisvei HaKodesh even if you wash your hands. And this is the opinion of the Ritva in Megillah and a number of the Gaonim. There's a Tshuvas Rabbi Kiv Eger in Orachaim Sibin Nunches. Rabbi Kiv Eger is talking about the touching of Stam, of Tefillin and Mezuzahs. He says, if I can't touch Sifrei Torah, then how can the Sofer touch Tefillin and Mezuzahs? So he says that you're only allowed to touch Tefillin and Mezuzahs because efshar. There's no other way. You can't handle Tefillin and Mezuzahs unless you touch it. But the assumption being that everything else, if I don't have to touch it, I shouldn't touch it. And therefore, Rabbi Kiveger says that you shouldn't touch Shar Kisvei HaKodesh as well. That tshuva, he has a very difficult statement. He writes that he doesn't know where the minha came from to touch the mezuzah, because he's bothered that people in the olden days, they didn't have covers on the mezuzahs all the time, and people would come in and out of the house and touch the cloth. And he's bothered by that minhag because you can't touch Kisvei HaKodesh. You can't touch such things. It's a very difficult, Rabbi Kiv Eger, because we know the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, the famous story of Uncleus Hager, where his uncle, the Roman emperor, came to kidnap him to take him back after converting. And each time the soldiers would come in, he would schmooze with them and do like a little Eshat Torah seminar on them. And they become frum, like, you know, 3 seconds later. And finally, the third time, he said, don't talk to him. He's too influential. He can't even talk with Uncleus because he's going to schmooze you over and get you to convert to Judaism. And when they have him bound, and or not, his hands were free, and he walked out, and he touched the mezuzah. And they said, What'd you do that for? And once they asked the question, they were hooked. It was too late. They were done. They were cooked. Once Uncle has had them in their sights and they started talking, he had a whole beautiful explanation that you stand outside and you guard your king, but our king stands outside our home and he guards us. And look at the beauty of Judaism and the whole thing there. So the Gemara is clear that Uncle has touched the mezuzah. So it's a big sarachian on Rabbi Kivager why he says there's no makor for it. But nevertheless, within that tshuva, he says that one should not touch kisvei HaKodesh. And the Hagos Chsam Sofer, the comments of the Chsam Sofer in Shulchan Aruch by Hilchos Megillah, he says that his Rebbe, the Rebbe Rav Nassan Adler, would not touch the Megillah with his bare hands. Yet, the Chsam Sofer concludes by citing a lenient opinion we'll see in a second. So that's one school of thought. You can't touch kisvei HaKodesh with your bare hands. That's one issue over here. Comes Tosos in Chagiga. There's a Machlokas in Tososin, which is not such a big deal. Different Balia Tosos wrote different of the Tososin on different Masechtas. The Balia Tosos for Chagiga is not necessarily the same one for Shabbos. So you can have parity of different opinions, but the Tosos in Chagiga, Daf Chav Dalid, argues that Rav Parnach, our teacher about not touching the Sefer Torah, didn't include Kisvei HaKodesh in his statement. He said Sefer Torah. He didn't say Kisvei HaKodesh. Look at the Gemara. Kol Ochei Sefer Torah. So clearly, he meant to exclude, and he allowed, touching of other holy writings. This is the opinion of the Rash in Masechet Yedaim Paragimel, the Maharil in Hilchos Purim as well, says you can touch Kisvei HaKodesh, and the Radvaz in Chelek Beis Siman Tov Shinayin Aleph says he never heard of someone being choshish not to touch Kisvei HaKodesh, not to touch a scroll of a Navi or something like that. And the Ramah in the Darkei Moshe Kuf Mem Zayin says that we are not concerned about touching Shar Kisvei HaKodesh. V'lo ra'isi me'amai mishachoshish lezeh b'shar. So I never saw a Jew not touch Kisvei HaKodesh with his bare hands. It's only by Sifrei Torah. So what do we have over here? We have two machlokas. One machlokas telling me the Til Sadayim does or doesn't work to touch a Sefer Torah, the halacha being that it doesn't. The other machlokas being that you can't touch, or you can touch, other writings of Tanakh on a klaf, written in Ksav Ashuris, in our writings, written in a kosher fashion. You can't touch those things. So what do we do by Megillah? So comes the Ramah in Kuf Mem Zayin Aleph, and he makes a compromise, a sveik sveika. He says, "V'tov lahachmel im lo natal yadav." You shouldn't touch Shar Kisvei HaKodesh unless you wash your hands. So the Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha explains that he's making a pshara, a compromise. He's combining the lenient opinion of Netil Sadayim with the lenient opinion of touching other Kisvei HaKodesh. And that's how the Halacha comes out regarding other writings, regarding Haftorahs and regarding Megillahs as well. And the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat and Kufim Zayin Dalad, Hainu, Af Ba'osan Shiksuvim Ashuris V'al Klaf. It's written in Ksav Ashuris on a Klaf, Kedin Kagon Megillah. Gamkein Nohagu Ha'olam Lahakel. The Minigus Vimekel and the Ramah says, is a Tov Lahachrim Lo Natal Yadav. Rotalomar, Shem Stam Yadayim V'choshin Shemanagaba Makamatunaf. And therefore the halacha comes out, and so many people are not careful about this. I do this every single year. They come to shul, they walk right in, and they don't wash their hands before touching the Megillah. If you have your own Megillah, you must wash the Til Sadayim before touching it. You must. That's the halacha from the Ramah and the Chafetz Chaim. You have to wash hands before touching the Megillah. So many people don't know this halacha. They open the Megillah, or it's before Purim, and they're playing around with it, and they show it to their kids, and they're taking it out of the box. You gotta wash your hands, even if you're not reading from it. You're just showing it off. You just want to see it. You want to check it out mid-year, in the middle of the summer. You want to see how your Megillah is doing. You must wash your hands before touching the Megillah. No bracha. Because it's a suffik in the Mordechai, because it's a sveik sveik over here without a bracha.
Only if it's kosher, right?
Assuming that it's kosher.
Only if it's not.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's not,
by Megillahs, we're not so machmer that how kosher it has to be. So the assumption is, unless there's like something really, really wrong with the Megillah, it's kosher enough.
Okay, but if it is puzzle, then there's no.
If it's really puzzle, like it's totally no good, then it would seemingly be fine.
You need
fine.
Somebody to make it puzzle, then you don't take it to show nobody to look at it.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, so that is halacha number one, that Megillah owners should know. You have to wash your hands before touching the Megillah. Number two, the Shulchan Aruch and Tafrei Tzadi Dalid says that if you don't have a Megillah Kashera, you don't have your own kosher Megillah, so when you are reading from your art scroll, Megillah, whatever it is you have, you may not enunciate along with the Baal Koreh, because you need to be Yotzei from a kosher Megillah. And if you have gotten into that, everybody thinks that they're a Baal Koreh when they're sitting with the truck in front of them, in front of their Megillah Zester. They think that they're everybody wants to hear them laning. Nobody wants to hear you laning. That's the first thing. You should keep it to yourself. It bothers other people. But second of all, you're not Yotzei Kriya from a kosher Megillah if you're reading your own. And you're reading, you're listening to your reading and not the Sheikh Sibur. So if you're following along, you need to listen and not say anything. And the Mishnah Berurah says we want to make sure that no one else hears the person reading from their sefer. We only want to hear from a kosher Megillah. And thereby they wouldn't be Yotze with the Baal Koreh from a kosher Megillah. And that's clear. If you just have a printed book, then that's clear of the halacha. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Hilchas Tzitzis that it's better for each person to say their own bracha for a mitzvah. That's a klal. We always prefer to make your own brachas, not to be yotzei with other people. The Gra argues that birchas hamitzvos are always best done when it's berov hamhadras melech, to have more people. So in the eyes of the Vilna Gaon, if a guy comes into shul in the morning and he has a talis, so everybody should stop, hold up their talis, and one guy make the bracha. Everybody answer amen. And that's how the Gra. That's clearly not the minhag. But this is the machlokes. Is it better to do it yourself, or is it better berov am hadras melech? Now, what about Mikra Megillah? Should you read your own, or is it better to listen to someone else read? You come to shul, you have your own Megillah. I'm reading from a kosher Megillah right now. So who cares if I read over the Chazan, or I'm listening to my own, not paying attention to the Chazan? I'll read my own. Is that better? Or do we say Barov HaMahadras Melech? So it could be it's proper to follow the sheets of the Mechaber. We follow the Mechaber comes to the Chassidus. I heard Rosh Hashanah says this as well. It could be that it's proper, better to read from your Megillah, and that would be the best thing, because better to fulfill the mitzvah on your own than have somebody else do it for you. So if you can sit in shul and read along in the Megillah and get all the words right and read it properly, then it could be better that you should read along with the chasen and you should fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah on your own. The question is this: if you are reading your Megillah while the tzibur is listening to the Baal Koreh, is that called reading ba'asara? The Gemara Megillah says you have to read the Megillah ba'asara for Pirsumei Nisa. So if I'm reading myself, am I fulfilling Pirsumei Nisa by reading the Megillah with the tzibur? Because it's not really ba'asara, I'm reading to myself. And this is a machlokas between the Chazon Ish and the Briska Rav. The Chazon Ish writes in Or HaChaim Simen Kuf Nun Hei, and he cites the Gemara in Megillah Chaf Aleph, which says that when reciting the Megillah, even 10 people can read at the same time. What's the reason that 10 people can read the Megillah at the same time? I mean, they could all crowd around one Megillah, and everyone can have a big balagan and read the Megillah together all at once. A choir reading the Megillah. We haven't come up with such an idea yet, but you could have a choir reading you the Megillah. Since the Megillah is cherished by the tzibur, they'll pay close attention, hear it, and they won't become distracted by the different voices. That's what the Gemara says. Well, you can have multiple people reading the Megillah at the same time. This is cited by the Rambam Hilchas Megillah Perek Beis. So the Gemara asks, the Chazon Ish asks, why did the Gemara say 10 people? It's a particular number. Why did the Gemara say 5 people read the Megillah altogether? Why did the Gemara say if 17 people read the Megillah together? Why did the Gemara particularly say if 10 people read the Megillah together? So the Chazon Ish learns from here, a beautiful diuk, that it must be that it's still considered reading ba'asara. It's still considered reading with a group of 10, and you have the status of reading with the tzibur, even though all 10 are reading by themselves. So according to the Chazon Ish, you could have a small minyan, 10 people come together to read the Megillah, and they all sit with their own Megillahs, and they all read along by themselves. We have one guy reading, and 9 people are listening, and they're all following along their own Megillahs, not really totally paying attention to what the Chazan is doing, but they're reading on their own. It's still considered Mikra Megillah, Barabim, Basara. Not over here. That's the Gemara's point. The Gemara says, in this case, because we love the Megillah so much, we will zone in, and we'll focus, and we'll hear what we're saying. The Megillah is different than anything else.
They had all 10 together without a chazan, each one reading their own?
They would be considered reading ba'asar, be considered reading b'tzibur.
Even without
a chazan. Correct. That's the sheet of the Chazon Ish.
It's different than Kriyat HaTorah that you don't do it, right?
Correct. The Gemara notes that as well. On the other hand, Rav Sternbach in two places, in the Modim Uzmanim in Chelik Beis, and in Tshuvas V'Hanagos in Chelik Beis as well, argues that this, that the, he heard from the Brisker Rav, that that's considered reading as a Yachid. If you are not listening to the Baal Koreh, and you are reading on your own, even from a Kosher Megillah, you are not reading Ba'asar, you're not reading with the group, and therefore you're missing out on that aspect. And the Brisker Rav would instruct everyone who davened with him, don't say anything. Just listen to the Baal Koreh, even if you have a Kosher Megillah, especially if you have a Kosher Megillah, because then you're going to be losing out on reading Ba'asar. So what's the halacha b'chlokas chaznish Brisker Rav? What are we supposed to do? So this is an important question. You come to shul next week, you have your Megillah, you open it up, do you listen to the Baal Koreh and just follow along with your eyes, or do you enunciate and pretend that you're a Baal Koreh as well and follow along? This is an important halacha for anyone who owns a klaf. So Rav Asher Weiss in the Minchas Asher, the Moadim in Purim and Siman Lamed Dalin, he writes that there's a similar machlokus when it comes to Tefillah B'Tzibur. He quotes the Lakutei Shuvas Chassam Sofer Simen Gimel, who says that the best Tefillah B'Tzibur is Chazaras Hashatz. Paying attention during Chazaras Hashatz is the best Tefillah B'Tzibur. And that when we daven our initial private Shemoneh Esrei, that's only a Tefillas Yachid. It's a fantastic Chiddush in the Chassam Sofer. When we all daven together silently Shemoneh Esrei, that's not Tefillah B'Tzibur. That's Tefillah of a Yachid. However, the Eishel Avram, the Buchacha Rav, says that a person who davens with the shatz is Yotzei Tefillas Tzibur. But it's clear that Chazaras Hashatz is not the Iker Tefillah B'Tzibur. Tefillah B'Tzibur is really when we all daven together silently as 10 people, but the Chazaras Hashatz is like another extra thing. He views Chazaras Hashatz as being an addition to Tefillah B'Tzibur. So in response to the Chassam Sofer, the Igros Moshe, Arachayim Chelek Gimel, says that in our time, the Shiach Tzibur isn't being motzi anyone. We all have Sidurim. We all know how to daven. It's not being motzi us in tefillah. And the entire process, says Rav Moshe, is minhag avuseinu biyadeinu. We have tefillah, but we have Chazaras Hashatz because our Zaydis have Chazaras Hashatz, and that's why we keep it. But it's not tefillah b'tzibur. The Tur and the Tshuvas HaRambam both say this as well, and therefore the real tefillah b'tzibur is when we daven together as individuals, as a group. Yet, the Shilta Giborim at the end of Rosh Hashanah says that the tekiyos should only be done by Chazaras Hashatz. You should not blow tekiyos against Minhag Sfard to blow tekiyos shofar during the private Shemoneh Esrei. Why? Because the real tefillah b'tzibur is Chazaras Hashatz. And you want to have the tekiyos with the tzibur together. And when we daven our private Shemoneh Esrei in Rosh Hashanah, it's only the tefillah of many individuals, but not the tefillah of a tzibur. So Rav Asher Weiss concludes that the Chazanish makes the most sense for Mikra Megrilla, and you don't need a Tzibur. Rather, you need Farhesia. Pirsuma Nisa, that's the Din of Asar. The Din of Asar is not a minion, the Din or a Tzibur. The Din of Asara by Megillah is to publicize the miracle. So if we're all sitting around, you know, looking at our Megillahs, we're publicizing it amongst the 10 of us, and therefore it doesn't matter if each person is reading on their own, since there are 10 people together being mefarsh of the miracle. And the Shteltsin to Tefillah is clear. When we're 10 people davening quietly by ourselves, is that a Tzibur? Are we doing something together, or is it just 10 people doing their own thing at the same time? And that's what he wants to say. It's the same machlokes in the Brisker Rav and the Chaznish when it comes to Tefillah B'Tzibur. Rabbi Soloveitchik would often speak about the idea that there's Tefillas HaTzibur. That's why Rabbi Soloveitchik was makbid to stand in Chazaras Hashatz, to stand, you know, together as if you're standing in the Amida, because the Chazaras Hashatz is really the Tefillas HaTzibur. It's the Tzibur together being unified around one person davening to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So it's the same machlokes over here. So come out halacha l'maisa, that if you have your own Megillah, you can read along with the Chazan. Perhaps, it could be according to the Shulchan Aruch Chassidus, it's best to read along with the Chazan, not just to listen if you have a kosher Megillah. That is halacha number two. Two small halachas at the end. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Tafri Sari Simen Yud Zayin, Minag kol Yisrael shakori kori uposhta ki igaris laharos hanes. The Minag is that the Baal Koreh, what does he do with the Megillah? He doesn't open it up like a Torah. He unfurls it. And there's a tripart fold, like when you get a tripart letter in the mail, to show that it's an igaris, a letter. And this is based on the Tur. The Maharil in the Minhagim notes the following about an individual. Do you, the Yachid, also have to open up your Megillah like an Igaris? If I'm using the Megillah for the mitzvah, perhaps I should open up like a Geras. Now, we don't see this. I've never seen any individual ever open up the Megillah like the Geras. Has anybody ever seen that before?
Used to.
Until I found it. So the Maharil says, Minag hu liftoach yigeres ha-megillah l'chpol hi-ariya al-yariya, to fold it over, l'kayim ba-yigeres ha-zos, and he says, this is the Maharil Segel, u'kashahayis megillah l'fanav, but when he had the Megillah privately, l'ayim ba-achar ha-chazin, to follow along with the chazin, lo hikbid v'henicha karucha, the minag was not to unfurl it, to leave it as it is. It's not that it's usher to turn into a letter, but the minag is not to do it that way for the yachid, only the balkari. And this is either halacha by the Magen Avraham, and that is halacha number three, that the individual with the Megillah, can he unfurl it like a nigeres if he wants to? Sure. Should he? There's no reason to. He can leave it wrapped up. Then the Shulchan Aruch continues. He says, "Ukeshiyigmor chozer v'korcha kula mevarach." We know that there's a bit of a pause right at the end of the Megillah because you got to roll with the Megillah. So we know that the Chazan has to roll with the Megillah. And the question is, does the Yachid who has the Megillah, does he also have to race along with the Chazan to wrap up his Megillah to its original place to get it there in order to hear the brachos? So the Ish Lavram in the end of Tafrei Tzadi Beis says that the Yachid doesn't have to roll their Megillah back, and this is only a halacha for the Bal Korei. So it doesn't appear as if the brachos are written in the Megillah. So the Bal Korei make him roll it up and seal it up and put it away. So no one should think the brachos are inside the klaf. And he says that a Yachid should recite the bracha right away so there's no hefsek. This is not the minhag. The Eish Avram says, the second the Bal Korei finishes the Megillah, you, the individual, should say the brachos. And not wait for him to say the brachos, because you shouldn't have hefsek. You don't have to roll it up, so you say the brachos right away. That is not what we do. We generally wait for the chazan to say the brachos. However, the Yalkut Yosef, Ravad Yosef's sons, on Purim and page 512, notes that the Mishabura says, what is the reason we roll up the Megillah? It is not because we think that the brachos are written inside. We roll up the Megillah because it's a gnai. It's disgusting. It's not nice to leave the Megillah done before you make the brachos. You have to make sure you clean up your toys first before you move on to the next thing. So you got to take care of the Megillah, and then you can go make the brachos. According to this reason, says the Yalkut Yosef, even the Yachid should have their Megillah rolled up.